You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I think we've often heard when someone, a woman or a man, is talking about another person, and you know, they say they got the whole package. She's got the whole package. He's got the whole package, that kind of thing. And we hear that often. And so tonight I wanted to discuss, what does that mean? What does it mean to have the whole package? What does that mean? How relevant is that to us? Is it attainable? And what is my perspective on the whole package situation? And I find it interesting because when I think about the whole package, when I think about someone that has the whole package, and I don't just think about a man having the whole package, I think about any human being having the whole package, like the triple threat. What does that mean? And I find that we often might have different definitions of the whole package. And so I want to get this straight tonight. Now, this is obviously from my perspective. We can look at it from a clinical, but we can also look at it from a personal perspective tonight, because I think that's ultimately where the show is coming from tonight. I love if you start commenting on Facebook or Twitter and telling everybody what you think the whole package is. What's the whole package? What's the whole enchilada? What does that mean to you? I remember Wayne Dyer used to always say that, you know, on the PBS pledges. You know, he'd be like, and if you do this and you do that, and if you go to the top pledge level, you will get the whole enchilada. And it was like every book he ever wrote and everything else. So you see what I'm saying? Let's talk about that whole enchilada tonight. We're talking about that, the beans, the cheese, the tofu for me. I don't know about y'all, but I would pick the tofu. Some of you would pick chicken. Other people, oh gosh, you'd pick the beef. But let's just think about it this way. What is the whole enchilada when it comes to dating someone? When it comes to marrying someone? Better yet, as a friend. What makes a whole friend? What makes somebody that you're like, man, they got it all together. They are the entire package, A to Z, and that's amazing. And I think oftentimes when we see people and we feel as though they have that whole package, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome because, you know, oftentimes, you know, most people are going through a lot of things. And I think that in the whole package concept, you can be dealing with some stuff. You can be going through some stress in your life. You can be going through some identity stuff. But all in all, you've got it pretty much under control. And I don't mean like you're trying to hide it. I don't mean like you're compartmentalizing it. I mean that you've actually dealing with the situation, any problems that you're having, any stresses that you're having, any identity crises that you're having, crises, and you're dealing with it. And you're feeling better about it, but you're working at it on a daily basis. You're not sweeping it under the rug. It's not something like you act that you don't have. It's not something that you drink away, you smoke away. It's something that you're constantly working with. And, you know, I'm dealing with something right now. Just, you know, let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. Let's put it all out in the open. I mean, I do have attention deficit hyper disorder. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that I don't have those symptoms. I don't like to define myself by a problem or a dis-ease. But, you know, I have a lot of the symptoms, and I've been diagnosed a million times. And I used to be on medication for it, and I took myself off of it several years ago. And sometimes, man, it's hard to get things done that I don't necessarily want to do, if that makes sense. For example, some of my least favorite things to do, but some of the most important things you have to do, is like working on your website. You know, I have to do a lot of work on the website that is not really my favorite thing. I don't really like entering in like shows and updating this and that. I mean, it has to be done and there's a definite need for it, but the desire and the love for it, not so much. And I find that oftentimes with people that deal with ADD like I do, or ADD or attention deficit hyper disorder, you know, you find other things you can do, or you just don't do it at all, and you kind of get sad about it because you feel bad you didn't do it, but you're still not doing it. And so I'm constantly working on a minute-to-minute basis to focus my energy and to do it naturally. And I think some of you out there, I think a lot of you out there probably know where I'm coming from right now. Because when you're trying to work things naturally and do what's right for your body naturally, it's a lot of work. Let's not kid ourselves. It's not like easy breezy. It's not like, oh, this is easy. Because if it was, then everybody would do it. You know, for most people, just taking a pill is a lot easier than trying to rework the way that you learn, reteach yourself skill sets, write down every single thing that you need to get done on a to-do list, and mark them off as you do them, and focus, and eliminate anything outside source that takes your mind off target. That is some work there, okay? But I don't think that that takes away from the whole package. And that's what I'm talking about tonight, is that I think oftentimes we think that the whole package is being perfect. Perfect. That in order to be the whole package, you got to be this perfect, amazing, freaking angelic everything, and that makes you the whole package. And I'm going to have to say that I refute that tonight on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And the reason why I refute that is that we are human, and I'm not putting us down in any way, shape, and form. I'm not putting our species down, okay? But we're human. We're not perfect. We're not. There is no perfect human. I've still not met one. I mean, they're close. I mean, you got Gandhi and there's a few others, you know. I mean, that really, I mean, yes. Yes, there's a few. However, still probably to some degree not perfect. And so I figure when we judge and make a concept, see, well, first of all, we got to get rid of judgment altogether. But when we define what makes a whole package, we have to include the human form. Without that, we're talking about a doll. We're talking about a doll, and we're not even talking about what we're talking about today. So let's talk about this whole package. You know, the first thing that I think is very interesting when we're talking about the whole enchilada, the whole package, is that I think when somebody has that je ne sais quoi, they have that whole package thing. They have aspirations. They have dreams. They have real goals and desires, and they believe to some degree in the accomplishment of these aspirations and these dreams and these goals. And they believe also in the process of bettering themselves. And I find that interesting too, because I found that when somebody's a whole package, they realize that they're not perfect. They realize that they really aren't perfect. And so they know that they can better themselves and they can work to better themselves, and they're not egotistical and hiding the fact that they're not perfect. Instead, I think that's what makes somebody the whole package, is the ability to see the imperfections, even laugh at the imperfections, shine light on the imperfections. But I think also the comedy aspect is pretty cool. But I think just the inherent knowledge and the outside confirmation that, hey, I don't know everything. And I'm not trying to say I do. I'm just telling you that I have a good idea, a good beat on things, and I'm open to new ideas. I'm open-minded. I like to listen to good ideas, but at the same point in time, I'm not perfect. You know, it's like when you see somebody that's just amazingly beautiful and they have like a pimple in the middle of their head, it's like you like them more. Because you realize, yes, indeed, they're not perfect, but they're close. But what does that mean? And that's what we're talking tonight about, the whole enchilada, the whole package. Is what is the whole package when it comes to a human being. We're going to talk more about that tonight. Check out the website, ashleyberges.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Go to Twitter, at Ashley Burgess, and tweet me what you think makes the whole package of a man or a woman or the human being, for that matter. Or Facebook me. We're in a conversation right now on what makes the whole person. What do you think makes it? Check out the Ashley Burgess Network. Also, check out iHeartRadio. Go to iHeart.com. Search Ashley, and you'll find that the one podcast that comes up is Live Your True Life Perspectives. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, and what was that again? We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm defining what it means. What it means right now, this day and age, what it means to have the whole package. You know, we often hear people talking about that whole package, like, she's got the whole package, or he's got the whole package. You know, what does that mean? What does it mean to you? Well, I'll tell you what it means to me, because, you know, I was talking about earlier before the break that I believe the whole package is predicated on not being perfect. The whole package is predicated on not being perfect. You cannot be perfect, first off, and be a human being. We wouldn't be talking about you. Sorry, please play again. However, it's not only based on the fact that you're not perfect. It's based on the fact that you know you're not perfect. And you know you're not perfect and not like a judgmental, jerky kind of way. There's a lot of other words for that that I can't use right now on this show. You know, you're not like that. You're not like really jerky about it. You're actually quite humble about it in a cute, sweet, handsome, or beautiful way where it's okay. You know, it's okay. We can see our imperfections. We can laugh at our imperfections. We can shine light on a special brand of our imperfections. We have a comedy where we can laugh at our own faults, our own problems, our own falls. You know, it's like, it's okay. You can have fun with it. I think it's interesting, because I think when we're able to confirm the fact that we're not perfect and we can actually laugh at it and we can actually have fun with it, I think it takes our life to another level. You know, also, a lot of us are dealing with situations. For me, it's, you know, ADD. I've been dealing with it my whole life, and I used to be on medication for it. I'm not now, and I chose not to be. I chose to take myself off. I'm not saying that's the right way to go for everybody, but I'm saying I chose it. It's the hard way to go. It's the more difficult, challenging way to go. It's kind of like when you're jumping out of a plane with a parachute, right? And you got the guy tandem connected to you. And so if you weren't really paying attention to the classes, it's okay. Because unless that guy passes out, he's going to tell you what to do. He's going to point to the cord you need to pull. And you're going to live and you're going to be fine. However, if he wasn't there and you were jumping out of the plane on your own and you weren't paying attention to what they were saying, and all of a sudden you jump out of that plane and you freeze up and freak out, yeah. And I find that a lot of times it feels like that, but yet it does give you a sense of, it gives you a really cool sense of completion and doing something. It actually helps you believe in yourself more, because you believe in yourself enough to do it on your own and to take the training wheels off and say, you know what, I'm going to do this and I can do this. And I find that belief, real belief, begins when you pull away the safety net and you take it down and you put it in storage, and then you go from there. And when you do that, that actually not only challenges you, but man, it does do a lot to boost your self-belief. I'm serious. I can't explain it enough. I mean, I think you can hear it in my voice. It really does take it to the next level, because I used to be so fixated on the fact that, you know, the medication was going to help me. And I did some work, you know, like they tell you to do some, you know, exercises and write this stuff down and focus on your daily planners and do this. Yeah, I know. But I had that guy, you know, tandem jumping out of the plane with me that, you know, same thing. I was paying attention a little bit. You know, it's like when you break something and you got to go in, you got to get it set. And then once it's set and everything works out, then you have to, after all that, and you're able to finally start working out again, you're allowed to do physical therapy. But really, honestly, if you're hooked on those pain meds, you don't care. I mean, you make physical therapy one time a week and you're like, I gotta get to it. But if you're not on that and you're needing to get strong and you're needing to move on and get what you need to get done, you're at that physical therapy every freaking day. And you get pissed because they always want to cut your physical therapy time. And you're like, no. We're going to go the full hour and a half. No way. I'm leaving early on this stuff. Sorry, guys. I'm going to be here. And you know what? I'm going to actually get here a little bit early today, by the way. And if you don't have time, I'm going to actually go over here and do some exercises while I'm here. And, you know, think about it. That's what's going back to that whole package, that whole enchilada, is that knowledge that you're not perfect. Dealing with the problems in your life, dealing with the imperfections. But one of the biggest things I find is the goals and the aspirations and the dreams. You know, anybody can have everything given to them. But it's when you don't have everything given to you and you go, you know what? Yeah, it would be easier. It would be easier if you got a big, big old trust fund. You know, and there's some people out there with a big old trust fund that are doing some amazing things, changing the world every day of their life. But there's a lot more of them that aren't getting off the couch or sitting on Miami Beach somewhere having a Mai Tai at 10 a.m. in the morning. And that's fine. There's no judgment calls here. But I think oftentimes in the media world that we live in, it's sometimes hard to have that belief because we see, my God, look at what all those people have and look where I'm starting from. And I think when we have these goals and these aspirations and these dreams and we believe, first off, we have to have this solid belief. And, you know, solid belief doesn't just show up. Solid belief isn't just like, okay, you're solid. You believe in everything you do and you're going to do that for the rest of your life. No, not at all. I'm just honestly telling you, man, belief is something that you got to work on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sometimes it's easier than others, and sometimes it almost feels impossible. You know, I have some days where I get out of bed and I go, man, this is going to be a great day. And then I got some days that I get out of bed and I go, man, crap. Wow, I've been working on this goal for how many years? Could it happen quicker? Or better yet, man, if I got to deal with another this or that or that or this or creditor or these or people, oh my God. I feel you. We're all on one side of that coin or another every single day of our life. And even in those days where the stress seems beyond manageable, those are the days that the belief is so important. And those are the toughest days to really believe in yourself, right? That's the key. It's not like, oh, when the chips are all up and everybody loves you and people are all around you and screaming, we love Ashley. We love Ashley. Ashley rocks. Ashley for president. You know, when all that stuff's going down, it's like, it's easy to believe in yourself. You're like, yeah, I got a good presidential acceptance speech right here. It's the times when the chips aren't there, when people aren't around, when nobody is cheerleading for you, when you're over there on your own going, okay, let's muster this up. Because if I don't believe in myself, why would anybody else want to? And why would anybody do it? And I know that sounds like a lonely task right there, but think about it. Life is tough to some degree. We got to believe on our own thing. We got to believe for ourselves and believe what we have and understand where we are. And in that process, we have to believe in ourselves. And I think that's one of the biggest things when we're talking about the whole package. Is when you have the whole package, you're real. Yeah, you're not perfect. And life is sometimes hard. And sometimes you wake up and you go, man, this is great. And other times you wake up and you go, God, please help me. You know, I want to make a difference in this world and I feel like my voice isn't being heard. I want to do this for my family and I feel like I'm behind the eight ball. I don't know how to get there. I've had this aspiration since I was 5 years old and I'm taking many, 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 many baby steps, it feels like. And where am I in the grand scheme of things? And I think all of us get there at some time or another. Stay tuned. When we return, I'm going to be talking more about what it means to be the whole package. What that means right now and what I think it means in a timeless way. Because I think this show is timeless. This stuff is what we deal with our whole life. And in order to find someone that's the whole package or for you to be the whole package, you're probably already there. But this is a construct to a guidance point of realizing that you're not alone. You're really not alone. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Tweet me at Ashley Burgess and tell me what you think about believing in yourself and how do you jumpstart belief in the middle of a negative day. I want to hear that too because I want to figure out what you got going on. Tell you what I got going on and maybe we can make this really cool, I don't know, this really cool concoction of amazing belief. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time and yeah, we'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we've often hear people talk about the whole package. She's got the whole package, or he's got the whole package. What does that mean? We've been talking about that tonight. What it means to have that whole package. You know, I was talking about the ability to see imperfection, the ability to be imperfect, the ability to laugh at your own imperfections. But right before the break, I was talking about having those goals, those aspirations, and those dreams. And having that solid belief, no matter what, no matter when the chips are down, to consistently, I mean, there's sometimes, gosh, believe it, you know, you're not Superman. I mean, you can be if you want to. I mean, I'm kind of Superman sometimes, you know what I mean? I'm Wonder Woman. I'm actually Wonder Woman, you know, most of the time. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm not. But you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes it's really hard to continue to believe in yourself. And so I find that when somebody has the whole package, they realize that they got something. Je ne sais quoi. They got this thing that no matter what, they know that there's more to them than just this human situation. And I absolutely adore that. I absolutely adore that because it's so true. I mean, we're experiencing this human life and we're doing it, okay? And we're spirit gods who are living in these bodies, which is amazing. It's great. It's fun. It can be very stressful too. But I think that when you have the whole package, you believe. But you don't only just believe in yourself and you believe in your goals and aspirations and dreams, but you actually work toward achieving what you want to achieve. And I think that in order to have the whole package, the things that you're working toward achieving isn't just monetary wealth. Yes. Being able to pay your bills and having a home and having a car and paying your car payment or whatever. Some of you might say, I don't want a car payment. I pay for it outright. Some of you say, you know, hey, I'm still working on that. And others of you are way past that. I get it. I think, though, that being able to work toward it means and the things that you work for is, yes, to have some financial stability. To have financial stability is one of the top things. But let's go past that, because I think in order to have that whole enchilada, wealth as far as a monetary necessities is a great thing, and I agree with you on that. But at the same point, I believe that there's very different categories of wealth. Because I think you can be wealthy in different ways. So you can be wealthy as far as finances. I like to use the dollar sign when I think about that. You can be wealthy when it comes to your health. You know, a lot of times people don't understand that time and health are your two most important things, really, besides your love for yourself and for all of humanity. But think about it, the wealth of having a healthy life, I think a lot of times it's underestimated. But health is so important. Think about it. Think about how much easier it is to live a life when you're not battling cancer every single day, or you're not battling a disease that, like rheumatoid arthritis or something, that just really, really, really just takes you out of ease all the time. And so not only are you working to stay on point in this life, but you're also working to get past the ailments of the disease that doesn't make you feel good, to try to keep in the perspective of what's happening, not get off point and still enjoy what you're doing and still focusing and not making decisions based on how bad you feel. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot more stuff to be put on somebody right then. And for you out there who are dealing and battling with health issues right now, that doesn't make you a lesser person. It makes you a strong person. And I think that if you can sit there and realize you're not the victim, instead, you are a strong individual that has to deal with a situation that not everybody has to deal with. You might have to deal with it. You might be somebody that's dealing with something that very few people ever deal with. And I think that that actually shows you your strength level. And if that's to give you any sort of, I don't know, just a kind of a pat on the back and realize that, and I don't think a lot of people often think about this, but, you know, sometimes the things that we go through are because of the level of our energy and our power and who we really are. And it really goes back to teaching us something within our life. And I know as a child and going through everything I went through health-wise, I'm probably a different person than I would have been if I would have been totally healthy. I can't even think about how I would be if I grew up with no health issues. If I hadn't been in the hospital more days than not for so many years of my life, I don't know how I would grow up. And I think that says a lot about you. So if you're going through a situation like that, it doesn't make you less of a person. It just kind of depends on how you deal with it. You know, it's like if you sit there and you embrace it, and there were times where, you know, throughout the years, it gets really down and depressing and you get a little, can't see the forest through the trees, and it gets a little down and you go, oh God, you know, I just don't know if I can live another day, if I can do this again, and you keep doing it. But I've realized that the way I talk and the way I think and my reaction to myself and my understanding of where I'm at and my projection, but also my forgiveness and love is always so impactful, and it really does change how I'm feeling at that moment. It actually betters my situation, and I could also kind of begin to see the learning lessons that I was learning through the process. You know, wealth is such an interesting thing, because a lot of times we do think of just monetary wealth, but what about health? What about the wealth of friendships? You have a lot of friendships. People adore you. They love being around you. You bring out the best in people. You care about people. You cheerleader people. You triumph, and you help people find their self. You listen to people when they're going through pain. You help people. You give them advice when they ask for it. Good, solid advice. The advice that you would take. Not just some flippant advice, but some advice that you would take in that situation. You really thought through it. Analyzed it. Saw it working, and then when they asked you for the advice, you said, you know, hey, I don't know if this is going to work for you or not, but here's an idea, and I'll be a sounding board for you. You know, I always find it interesting, because I think that people that have the whole package are loving people, but they're also empathic. And there are also people that are very open and have time for other people. You know, it's interesting how you often see people have time only for the people that are at the top of their game, only for the people that are in the limelight. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're supposed to hang out with people always when they're down in the dumps. But I am saying that a lot of times in life, you can recognize somebody that has the whole package because they actually listen. And I think one of the reasons why they listen is because they love, but they listen because they learn. You know, because I think sometimes when you have the whole package, you don't have to learn every lesson the hard way. You can kind of live vicariously through other people, and especially when you care and respect other people, you can understand why they did it. You might not respect everything, and you might not condone everything, but you can see why. And I think that a lot of times when people have the whole package, they're able to love other people, and they're able to show that unconditionally. Because it's okay to be honest. It's okay to be authentic. Even if somebody else doesn't understand where you're coming from, it's okay to be loving and to be who you are no matter what. And I find that people that have the whole package tend to tell the truth no matter how it makes them sound. And they're okay with standing out in a crowd. They're okay to stand out in a crowd because of what they believe in. They're okay to step up to the plate and say, I believe in this. And I believe in all people's rights. I believe in animals' rights. I believe against animal cruelty. I will stand up against it. And I will not quiet or hush because somebody over there wants me to not be honest or truthful or truthful to my heart. And I think that's what makes the whole package. I think that's what it is. It's not about, do you look just like Brad Pitt when he was 23? Do you look just like Angelina Jolie when she was 25? No. I mean, sure, you know, it depends on what looks matter to you, but I think that the more authentic somebody is, the more loving somebody is, their looks seem to be just as loving. And I don't know how you categorize that. I mean, if you think about it really, too, it's interesting how unique qualities and unique looks have always, no matter what it is, it's a man, a woman, a dog, a cat, anything. Everybody's like, wow, that's a really unique animal. That's a really, she's really unique or very different, or very ethnic or very whatever. And I find that interesting, too. And I find that when we begin to really explore somebody for who they truly are, it's like we realize the whole package. We get past some of the pomp and circumstance. We get past some of the things that stand in our way of truly understanding. And we move forward with acceptance. Stay tuned when I return. I'm going to be talking about love, about respect. And I'm going to talk about that X factor and things that we can all work on tonight, beginning tonight and working through our entire life on, that just really solidify being that whole package and being the whole package throughout your entire life. Stay tuned. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. You can tweet me right now and talk about what you think the X factor is when it comes to what the whole package is. Or you can communicate on Facebook, Ashley.Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, and tell me what means the whole package. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time and, well, be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about what it means to be the whole package. You know, we often hear people talk about she's the whole package or he is the entire package. You know, back in the day on PBS, you'd hear Wayne Dyer talk about, and if you go to the top pledge, you'll get all my books I've ever written, all the workbooks, all the tapes. We like to call that the whole enchilada. So what does it mean to be the whole enchilada? What does that mean? You know, we talked about the concept of being okay with being imperfect, being happy, being cool, even, you know, poking a little fun at oneself. You know, looking at goals and belief and firmly believing in yourself and working on that no matter what. You know, about having the successes, about wealth. Not monetary wealth only, but health and friends and family and just all those amazing things that I consider wealth. I think that's the whole enchilada. It's like realizing that, yes, financially being stable is a good thing. But there's more than that. There's health. There's taking care of yourself. There's taking care of other people. There's love and gratitude and showing unconditional love and giving real, true, unconditional love to yourself and to other people. And to take that to the next level and realize that, you know, hey, I might do some bonehead things, but I still love myself and I still care. And I'm going to do some shows. I want to do a series on what it means to really love yourself here in the next few months. I think it's necessary because I realize there's a lot of people out there that really don't know how to love themselves. And I think because, you know, we get kind of caught up in this three-dimensional experience, this dimension and this experience, that we often forget where we came from. And so we have all this confusion, and so we kind of forget who we really are. And I definitely want to do some shows on that. But I find that somebody that has that whole package is respectful of others and respect of their elders and respect children and animals and, you know, respect the rights and the care for other people and will triumph and stand up to a bully. They will stand up to a bully. They won't just agree just to get out of this. They'll take it to the next level and they're not scared to be themselves. They're not scared to show their true colors, even if they're standing amongst people that don't agree with them. You know, I find that the whole package has a vibrancy for life. And they realize to a degree how fleeting this life is. Like, this isn't forever. And so they treat people differently with the respect factor and with a kind of an understanding, a gentle understanding that they don't know if they're going to be around. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. So it's kind of like it's a constant. There's not a lot of stuff put on the back burner. There's not a lot of anger. There's not a lot of stuff that wasn't dealt with. There's not a lot of stuff pushed under the rug because it's just not there. And there's been a lot of work to get that gone, to shovel that out, to deal with it, to look at it, to see it for what it is, and to work on themselves personally. I think we're all a work in progress. I think we're all a work in progress. I always think like a little guy with a little hard hat, like a little Lego guy with a hard hat, you know, on the cover of a website that's not done that says work in progress. Pretty funny. I don't know why I think about that hard-hatted Lego guy, but we all are a work in progress, right? And because we are, we're all in different levels of these things. It doesn't make it better or worse, but I think it makes it amazing, the whole package, when you accept that other people might be a little farther advanced when it comes to certain aspects of life. And some people might not be as advanced, but you don't judge them. Instead, you see how far you've come. And you're happy about how far you've come. But you also aren't sitting on your laurels. You're actually like, I have farther to go. And I'm going to work on that too. And so you're kind of in a state of flux in a really cool way of change that you accept it. You might not be a change hound. You might not love change because we as humans are not a big fan of change. We're just not. We're human. We're creatures of habit, okay? That's why. So because we're creatures of habit, we're not big fans of change. But you understand the fact that life is changing. And because it is, you don't fixate on things. You don't say things that you can't take back. And we've all done it before where we've made some really, really bad comments or some hurtful comments that it took a while to take back. It took a while to get over. It took a while to work through. It took a while for everybody to get straightened back in. But as the whole package, you worked to rectify it. You work to get to the bottom of it. You work because you realized that relationship is important and you weren't going to be the person that caused the breakdown. You were going to be the person that took the high ground. That took the high ground and brings people together. That's you. That's your person. That's what makes you the whole package. You have that love to laugh and that vibrancy, and it's just, I don't know, it's just viral. It's like you're like, oh, it's so effervescent. It's like when you're around it, you love it because it's just so awesome, and it's infectious. It's highly infectious. You know, when somebody has that whole package, it's like you get energy, and you it's like your energies are going back and forth, and it's like two mega glow sticks hanging out. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, this is amazing. And you can feel it. You can feel it. And so what does it mean to have the X factor, the whole package? What does that mean? What is the X factor in the situation? And I think that in order to really realize that, we have to think of the things that we want to continue to work on throughout our life and the things that actually help us to be that whole package and the things that keep us as a whole package. And I think the first thing is to really watch when we compare ourselves to others. It's human to do so. But when we're observant and realize that when we do compare ourselves to others, we're taking our joy from our life because comparison does steal our joy. We start realizing when we do compare ourselves. You know, for some of you out there, you compare yourself with other people's jobs and titles, careers, money, cars, home, fame, wife, husband, how smart somebody's children are, what school some kid's children got to you, and what school did your kids go to you. I mean, we have a tendency of comparing ourselves in every way. Oh, their son got into Harvard. Our son got into XYZ. You see what I'm saying? And so it's like the first thing to work on is to stop the internal chaotic comparison. Because it takes away from your whole package. It devalues your package. It devalues you and devalues your package. Okay, going back. It devalues you as a person. If anybody got that joke, it's pretty funny, right? It devalues you as a person, though, because that's the key. Is that when we start questioning our value, other people do too. But also, it takes you off target. It takes you off target from being that goal-seeking, success seeking, believing in yourself and working toward it. It takes you out of that and into a side job of watching other people and making judgment calls. That's no bueno. You know, the next thing is that we want to work on ourselves. Like, you know, oftentimes, you know, we hear people saying, oh, so-and-so did this or so-and-so did that, or can you believe this or can you believe that? And we can get into this gossip state of mind. And that's a no bueno as well when it comes to the whole package, because the whole package doesn't need to talk about others. Instead, it's about working on oneself to be better than you were yesterday. The whole package is more interested in being better than they were yesterday than trying to be better than other people. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of a personal positive competition against yourself and with yourself. Not really against yourself, it's with yourself. You're not against you, you're with you, because you're working to better you. That's pretty cool. Working with yourself. It's to work with yourself, to better yourself on a daily basis. It's not against you, it's for you. You're doing things to better you. You know, thirdly, is not to fixate on things that aren't working right this moment. And that can be kind of difficult, guys. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm the perfect non-fixator, because I have a tendency of fixating on things. You know, because you look at it and you have to sit there and kind of walk away and go, okay, you know what? I'm working toward this. I've been working toward this for a long time. I'm focused on it. I do the work I need to do. I apply myself. I get the work I need to do. And I put the hours in I need to do. I have this. It will come to fruition. I have to continue to keep doing this and not fixate on the time, how long it's taking, and work on some other things. And that's in every stage of your life and in every facet of your life. Not to fixate on if you haven't found the right woman or the right man, or not to fixate on the fact that you're not the CEO or you're not the manager, not to fixate on the fact that you don't have that car, not to fixate on that you aren't perfectly healthy, not to fixate on the fact that you don't have as many friends as you want. Think about that, not to fixate on your recent divorce or anything else, but to look at that and better yourself and work to better yourself and work to find and see the situations before they happen and not fall into another trap. But last but not least is to honestly, unconditionally love other people. When we allow people to be who they are and we love them, we might not always respect their choices. We might not always, you know, clap along and cheer them of what they decide, but we can still find love for them. And I find that when we do that, we've realized that we too can love ourselves through thick and thin. And that's one of the main reasons why we're here on this planet, right? Is to actually have unconditional love for ourselves. And when that happens, it blossoms to other people, because we're supposed to learn how to deal with all of our setbacks and all of our unique qualities and actually love them. I know it's part of the setup, guys. It's part of the setup. So check it out. The next time you're thinking, am I the whole enchilada? Am I the whole package? You are. Focus on what you can change. Work at it. Be conscientious about it. Believe in yourself. Work on that negative self-talk. And be vibrant. Be loving. Be lovable. Be caring. Be you. Got a great show for you next. Check me out on iHeartRadio. Got my own iHeart station. Listen to me on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play. Also, we got some stations out in the UK. Check it out. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, and doggone it, I wish we had another hour. We'll be back this time in three shakes.